This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up at 8, your chance to win Metallica tickets. Plus, it's a Wizards Wednesday, so we have Wizards tickets. But we're going to talk a little Caps hockey and talk Four Nation Faceoff with Tarik El-Bashir now from Monumental Sports. What's up, Tarik?
Morning, fellas.
What's going on?
What's the snow situation outside your house?
You know, funny enough, I am actually in the Monumental Studios right now.
Oh, wow.
I live in Annapolis, and for those of us who live far away and had work today, they offered us a hotel room right next to the arena.
Perfect.
So we can make sure we were here. So I'm looking out onto 6th Street right now. It looks like it was scraped a couple times, but there's still a lot of snow on it.
Oh, yeah. That's
now, fun. The main roads are fine. You'll be fine when you're done. And you gotta
go once
home.
You go out 50, you'll be good.
Right. Yeah, you'll
I
be
hope
good.
So.
Yeah, for sure. I can't remember when last time we had Tarik on, but the run kind of continues. They're terrible in overtime and in shootouts. I mean, they're literally terrible. But outside of that, they're pretty darn good, and they're the real deal, aren't they?
Yeah, guys. I think the last time I talked to you, we were wondering if the success was sustainable. I think it's safe to say now that this Caps team is really, really good. And the thing that really stands out to me about this group is they are built the way the teams that go deep in the playoffs are often constructed. And what I mean by that is, you know, they've got some high-end players, but the delta between their top guys and their bottom guys is pretty small. And that really matters once you get to the playoff portion of the season, because, you know, everything changes in the playoffs. I mean, obviously it's more intense, there's more hitting, but there's also more scouting and more preparation for the team you're facing, because you know you're going to be facing them for potentially 7 games. And so as you start to focus in on your opponent, you're able to find tendencies and other little things that help you shut down the best players. But with this Capitals team, let's say your first-round opponent figures out a way to blunt Ovi or Strome. Well, guess what? Someone else can beat you. You know, Mangiapane might get you. Nick Dowd's line might get you. So the fact that there's not a huge disparity, even on the back end, really bodes well, I think, for this team. And the number one thing for this team is the goaltending. I mean, you know, Charlie Lindgren's been good, but Logan Thompson has been Vezina quality start to finish. I guess we're not finished yet, but start to right now. And, you know, when you get to crunch time down the stretch and into the playoffs, you know, I joke all the time that, you know, in the postseason, you can you can call hockey goalie, because the goalies are what matters.
So, Tarik, when Logan Thompson was acquired from the Vegas Golden Knights, were there other teams jockeying to trade for him, or were the Caps the only team that really showed interest? Because I think he was kind of an under-the-radar guy, but obviously the Caps front office had zeroed in on him and liked what they saw. Were there other teams that were suitors for him before he came here to Washington?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know the specifics of, you know, who was kicking the tires there, but I have to imagine other teams were at least investigating. You know, Logan Thompson didn't have a huge track record, you know, last summer when he was dealt, but he did have some success, won a Stanley Cup in Vegas. I think the Capitals had always tracked him, right? He was in their development camp in the summer two straight years. One of those years, he was roommates with Alexi Protas, the other breakout star for this Capitals team, you know, back when they were teenagers. And so I think they tracked him. You know, he ended up in South Carolina in their ECHL program, and then eventually signed elsewhere in order to get an opportunity. He was behind some really good goaltenders in Washington and probably wanted to go, you know, find a place where he could play a little more and had some upward mobility. But typically, and I just know this from covering the Capitals and other teams, if there's someone you see at 19, 20, 21, and for some reason it doesn't work out, you still follow that player and you keep an eye on that player. And so I know that they were constantly tracking him, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to pretend to say that they knew he was going to be this good this year. I think they always felt like he had the size and the athleticism and the demeanor and the competitiveness to be a really good goaltender in the NHL. But, man, I'll tell you guys, they have found themselves a cornerstone player for the most important position on the ice, and they signed him to a deal that makes Logan Thompson a very wealthy man, but also doesn't break the salary cap structure for the Caps. So, yeah. A really good deal for both teams.
Yeah,
or both sides.
So LT gets extended. Charlie Lindgren, who you mentioned, he's also going to be a free agent, and that platoon system has worked really well. Can the Caps afford, you know, Charlie Lindgren's going to get a raise, whether it's from the Caps or not. Can they afford to keep both of those guys together? What do you think happens there?
Yeah, that's a tough situation, I think, because, you know, Charlie meant so much to this team last year, and he's played pretty well this year. Just Logan Thompson has eclipsed him a bit in terms of performance. Charlie, the question for me, and look, the salary cap is going up. Several big-name players are going to be bleeding off the Capitals cap, so there is going to be room. There's going to be space if they wanted to make a deal and get Charlie. But here are the two things that come to mind when I'm asked about this. Number one, you're already paying Logan Thompson next year $5.85 million. Let's say Charlie is in the $3.5 to $4 million. Okay, well, now you're committing $10 million to your goaltending position. That's something that has happened in the past, but general managers and teams have shied away from. Simply because the goaltending position is so volatile. It's like a closer in baseball. Like, some years they have it, some years they don't. Some months they have it, some years they don't. And I think that teams have started to shy away from putting so much money into their goaltending position for that reason, so they have some flexibility if they have to make a move. And the other thing is, Charlie, what does he want? I mean, I know he loves it here, and he's a big part of this team, and I think he's really well integrated in the locker room. He's super popular with his teammates. You know, when he was a backup to Darcy Kuemper last year, at the start of last year, you know, part of the reason he was so popular with his teammates because he really worked out there. Like, he was in the net for 20, 30 minutes after practice, you know, letting guys get shots, and, you know, guys appreciate that. But the question is, does Charlie want to be a number one? And if he wants to be a number one and not a number 1B or not a guy who's splitting the load, and I don't know the answer to that question, then it's going to be hard to do that here with Logan just signing that big deal. And I'm sure he's well aware of that. What I hope happens is everyone just focuses in on the end of this year and the playoffs, and then let the chips fall where they may in the off season. Because the last thing you want is, you know, guys being distracted or looking too far ahead. And I don't think that's going to happen. Charlie's a quality guy, and you know, 31 years old, he's a pro. He knows how to compartmentalize, you know, contract stuff and performance stuff. So hopefully that doesn't pose an issue. But I mean, I guess at the end of the day, if Charlie is okay with where he's slotted right now, sure. I could see a scenario where they are your goaltenders next year. Thompson as your number one, Lindgren as your 1B, where they kind of split right down the middle, or you know, shade a little bit towards Thompson, because that's also the direction this league is going. Very few teams have, you know, a Connor Hellebuck or, you know, someone like that who plays 70% of the games anymore.
Tark, I realize that we're, you know, ways away from the playoffs. Doesn't start until late April. But we've talked a few times on the show about the fact that the Caps right now, they're not getting the national, like, Vegas love of Stanley Cup favorites. And I don't want them to be the favorite, but the five teams ahead of them on FanDuel currently, okay, are the Carolina Hurricanes,
okay,
the Florida Panthers, and I understand they're defending champs,
okay,
the Edmonton Oilers,
okay,
the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Dallas Stars. Do you know what the combined record the Caps have against the five teams favored ahead of them are?
I want to hear this.
7-2.
Yeah.
They're 7-2 against the five teams that are favored ahead of them on FanDuel. Now, look, I understand it's just odds, and some of those teams, like I said, Florida and Edmonton and Carolina, they've had better years over the last few. But, man, are they not getting national love, in your opinion, for some reason?
They haven't gotten national love since the start of the year.
Yeah, right.
I got it at the start of the year where they were this team that no one could figure out. I mean, even the folks here in D.C., like myself, didn't know how this team was going to fare. I mean, they turned over a third of the roster. They brought in seven new players.
Yeah.
I think everyone kind of looked at them and go, on paper they look okay, but I don't know how this is going to work. But what surprises me with regard to, you know, Vegas and even national media is the continued skepticism. I mean, what more do these guys have to do? They're first in points percentage, right behind Winnipeg, which played more games in the overall standings. They win. I feel like they win like basically 8 out of 10 games this year. That their record is absurd. Their goaltending has been great. The offense has been really good. Special teams have been really good. And Spencer Carver has proved himself to be one of the best X's and O's coaches in the game. I don't know why they don't get the respect that they should. But you know what? I can't imagine that they're bothered by it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
bothered by it, but they shouldn't be, right?
I mean, if anything, you want to fly under the radar. You want teams to overlook you a little bit. I mean, even the Four Nations teams, guys, you got the number one team in the league. They didn't get a single player.
Yeah, we talked about that too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, ridiculous.
Hey, the trade deadline is, you know, it's kind of right around the corner, March 7th. Do you see them being semi-active and adding a piece or two?
Yeah, you know, that's something we talk a lot about in the media, especially here in D.C., because they're in a peculiar spot, right? They're really, really good. The team had a lot of chemistry, and chemistry is a funny thing in sports, and you have to be – when you have it, you don't want to disrupt it. And if you bring in a big name player, a big personality, someone who pushes a popular player out of the lineup, you run the risk of disrupting that chemistry. That said, you look at the teams around them, you know, Carolina went out and got Mikko Rantanen, right? The New York Rangers went out and got JT Miller. I mean, teams are getting better around them. So, like, if I'm Chris Patrick, I'm getting a little bit nervous watching the teams around me get better. But at the same time, I'm going, but we're winning, and everyone seems to like each other, and they're all pulling on the proverbial rope. You know, do I want to disrupt that? I do think they're going to be active, but the question is going to be, you know, how active do they want to bring in a really, you know, big name player? What I don't see them doing is trading away prospects and their first round pick for a rental.
Yeah,
I don't think that makes sense. But if you can get, let's say, a third line center who's got some term left and is, you know, on the younger side, you know, in the 26, 27. Okay, well, then maybe you make a deal at that point. But if that's not the direction you go, when I look at this roster, the only thing that I would do as a general manager is I probably would bulletproof the bottom six a little bit. just go get some more experience down there. A guy who, you know, just in case, you know, God forbid someone gets injured, like, you know, a Radish or Duhame or Dowd goes out. I don't feel like they have organizationally someone who can come in and step in and fill that position. So maybe some kind of gritty bottom six guy would be what I would be in the market for, but also, you know, keeping my eye on the potential, the possibility of landing a youngish third line center who can be there for a few years.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, Caps insider for Monumental Sports Network on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So I found myself reading about the Beanpot Cup.
Oh, yeah, Beanpot Tournament. Big
and
one.
The Caps have two key players, one who scored the game winner, who I think was a second-round pick, in Cole Hutson. And then I remember Ryan Leonard, that's who was their top draft choice, I guess, a year ago.
Yep.
Any chance these guys join the big club for the playoff run?
Yeah, and you know, you talk about Cole Hutson and his game winner. He has been a huge surprise. I think everyone knew how skilled and how talented he was. I don't think anyone was sure he was going to, at his size, at his position, a smallish defenseman, to kind of take NCAA Division I by storm the way he has. I think he kind of announced to everyone that, hey, I'm better than you thought at the World Junior Tournament, where he was a standout player for the United States. But holy, I mean, what he's doing at BU, where, interestingly enough, he is a straight-up replacement for his brother, Lane Hutson, who is now a star defenseman on the Montreal Canadiens. So I don't think Cole Hutson is ready to come in this year. You know, he's just a freshman. Like I said, it looks like he needs to put on some more size. It feels to me like he'll spend another year at BU at least before coming. You know, the Caps are famous for overcooking their prospects. They'd much rather them be, you know, ready 6 months ago and then come in a little older and stronger rather than, you know, rushing them in. And getting to Ryan Leonard, yes, I do think he's going to be here for the playoff run. Absolutely. He's already spent 2 years at Boston College. The first goal that BC scored in that Beanpot final was a beautiful setup from him to his line mate. And the thing that separates Ryan is he has an NHL body already. So there's no concern about putting a 19-year-old into an NHL lineup and maybe he gets hurt, because physically he's ready to do it. I think BC is, you know, they did lose to BU there in the Beanpot final, which was, I'm sure, incredibly crushing for them after losing in the NCAA championship game the previous year. But they've been the best team, I'm talking about BC here, throughout the year. And if they go all the way to the Frozen Four final, which I think everyone is expecting them to do again this year, I think the next day he signs with the Capitals, and the day after that he's in practice.
Wow. Tarik, speaking of guys who have overperformed, how about sending away Nick Jensen and a third rounder and getting Jacob Chychrun in return? I mean, that dude is on fire.
Is that a steal?
I mean, he's tied for third amongst defensemen with goals with 14. He's got 35 points. I mean, what a pickup that guy's been.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about, I don't want to say they fleeced Ottawa. Ottawa got what they needed. I'm not sure.
You can say it. It's okay.
But, you know, there's layers to it. I mean, you know, when you have a player like Chychrun and he's coming up on a new deal, and maybe he says, I don't know about re-signing with you guys, then you have to try to go get something for him, right? I don't know if that's the case, but I'll tell you this. With Chychrun and the way he's playing, you know, he loves it here. The team really likes the way he's playing, obviously. I think fans should go out and get Chychrun jerseys, because he's going to be here for a long time. The only question in my mind is, when does he re-sign, how many years, and how much money? Because he's a big part of this team, and I think he could be a big part. At 26 years old, be a big part of this back end for a number of years. You know, he's probably banking on himself a little bit here. He's having such a good year. It's probably like, why resign it right now? Let's see if I can keep this going and try to get, you know, maximize how much money I can get. So, and conversely, for the Capitals, they have to be going, well, every time he scores a goal, his price tag's going up. Let's see if we can get something done sooner than later. I know the sides are talking. I'm not sure exactly where things are, but it wouldn't surprise me if we have a Jacob Chychrun re-signing at some point before the playoffs.
Tark, great stuff as always.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, all right, thank you, buddy.
The,
thanks,
list, the list I'm looking at the Athletic, the Caps have 3 of the top 36 prospects.
It's pretty good.
And Ryan Leonard's number 8 overall. Yeah. So they've got Andrew Cristall, Leonard, and Cole Hudson.
They'll look at Cristall's numbers, and I think he's in the Western Hockey League. It's one of the,
is he killing it?
Yeah, I think he's putting up gaudy, crazy numbers.
Yep. So those are the names to watch out for the next couple of years.
Bright, so that's good. That's a good thing.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.